This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 5th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Transportation is out with its rankings of the nation's largest airlines for on-time performance in January. The good news is the industry recovered from December's awful 64.3%. The DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics says the 20 carriers reporting on-time performance recorded an overall on-time arrival rate of 72.4% in January. A flight is considered on time if it arrives within 15 minutes of schedule. The monthly report also includes data on flight cancellations and causes of flight delays, mishandled baggage, customer service, disability and discrimination complaints received by DOT. You can see much more detail in the print version of this story at aero-news.net. The Reason Foundation has released a study which suggests New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport could reduce delays and increase capacity by adding a new runway between the two existing runways. Even with the new runway, which the foundation says could be safely built between runways 4 right and 4 left, the foundation says JFK would still have runway spacing greater than the parallel runways at San Francisco International Airport and similar to Boston's Logan International. You can find a link to the entire report in PDF format at aero-news.net. The Atlanta City Council approved some heady spending at Monday night's meeting, voting unanimously to budget about $1.2 billion to build a new international terminal at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Officials of Delta Airlines, the airport's largest user, had earlier protested the size of a contingency fund for the project, but the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports they remained quiet immediately before the 12-to-none vote by the council. Delta and other airlines support the idea of the terminal, and they'll share the construction costs, expected to total about $1.6 billion. Their problem with the plan, as passed, is allowing for $168 million in cost overruns. Delta wanted a contingency fund of more like $58 million. To paraphrase the line from The Field of Dreams, if you authorize it, they will spend it. Or, as Cyril Cronenberg of the International Air Transport Association told the council Monday, quote, if you give your kid a $20 allowance and ask him to come back at the end of the week with $15, there's no way it's going to happen, unquote. Virgin Charter announced its online marketplace is now open for business to the public, offering customers an organized, web-based gateway to charter operators. Virgin Charter also announced this week Travelocity Business is its exclusive launch business travel agency. Travelocity Business President Leslie Harris explains, quote, the notion of bringing the power of automation and online simplicity to a historically manual process like private aviation mirrors our approach to everyday account management. We look forward to working with Virgin Charter in the managed travel arena, unquote. Virgin Charter has selected more than 100 charter operators to represent online, including Aerojet, Avjet, Clay Lacy, DB Aviation, ExpressJet, FlightWorks, HoppaJet, JetSource, Key Air, Seagrave Aviation, Sun Air Jets, The Air Group, and ExoJet. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Aviation legend Don Lopez has gone west. Private jets will face tighter security. And Super Sunday in Dallas has nothing to do with football. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Wayne Plucker, a 26-year Air Force veteran and now senior aerospace and defense analyst with Frost & Sullivan, about the significance of the U.S. Air Force's KCX Tanker Contract Award. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.